got it, Doc?
Yes, I'm working on it.
Oh.
I don't know why it's not. Oh, there we go. Sunday nights with the Doc on Vantan Rising. You're speaking with the Doc, and Uncle Billy is here with me, of course. Hi, Uncle Billy.
Good, wonderful evening, Doc.
We are tuning in tonight on our Sunday night, Sunday evenings with the Doc, and you know, of course, we talk on for and about South Dallas. I'll usually introduce, I have been introducing business owners. Tonight is the actual last night, end of that first quarter, interviewing business owners. And next Sunday, we will start our series on First Black. And that's going to be about the first black person to do this or the first black person to do that. And hopefully, we'll be able to speak with them personally. So that's going to be an exciting adventure. There are a lot of first blacks in South Dallas, in and around. There are some non-black people that did a lot of first black stuff. So, example, there's the first black person that bought a house in South Dallas, and that was due to a non-black person willing to take that step. So it's going to be really interesting as we approach the summer. And get closer to the celebration that Uncle Billy is going to be spearheading in Bonton. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy?
Yes,
Bonton. Do you have a date for that yet?
No. What we are waiting on is for the guy that's actually doing the event himself to give us a date, put his first flyer out so that we can have something to put on our information rather than just, you know, the date that we'd really like to do it. So, again, waiting on people, but our destination date is next week. Whether they are on the same page with us or not, we are dedicated to having the 21st annual Bonton Turner Courts reunion on our information by the end of next week.
Uh-huh. Okay, good deal. We're going to set a date next week?
Next week.
Next Sunday, we're going to have a definite date so we can start working towards that.
That's right.
Well, now one of the kickoffs, it's kind of a pre-kickoff to that, is Bonton Rising collaborating with Art of Dentistry, which is one of my companies, actually. And we're going to do our first very noticeable project, which is beautification of the Oakland Avenue Cemetery. And I'm sure that many people, anybody that's written down Martin Luther, Malcolm X, going from Martin Luther King to what's now Elsie Faye Higgins, has seen that graveyard there that needs some love. So that's what we're going to be doing the third weekend in May. We're going to be partnering Bonton Rising, partnering with Art of Dentistry, as well as the City of Dallas. So all of you listeners, please call in this number, 646-668-8263, or you can email Doc at Bonton Rising or Uncle Billy at Bonton Rising. You can call Uncle Billy, or you can call Art of Dentistry, 972-224-2020, if you want to know when to volunteer. So it'll all be done voluntarily. It's going to be three phases, a morning phase, which is a cleanup phase, and then we have a phase where people are going to be digging up dirt, and then the last phase, professionals will be coming in. So that's our first event, so we look forward to that. And we also have, of course, Ariana tickets. And let's not forget the kickoff for the most interesting man in South Dallas. So, and Uncle Billy is going to give us a little bit more on the family reunion when we get back from the music. Don't you hear me talking, baby?
Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family.
Uh-oh, I didn't mean to do that, Uncle Billy. That's,
do what?
Everybody knows, huh?
Do what? You didn't do nothing
that
wrong.
That last one on, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, that, that's our audience's preferences. You know,
Do you know who that is singing that song, Uncle Billy?
Of course. I don't know all I don't know all of her music yet, but I'm learning.
Oh, so you know about Dej Loaf?
No, not quite. Like I said, I don't know all of it yet, but I'm learning.
Yeah.
And it's fun learning. Cause,
She's a nice young lady. I mean, she's a really nice looking young lady. You wouldn't think that would come out of her mouth, but yeah. That's
damn.
Probably her alter ego.
Well, you know, we all have them. We all have them. A lot of us just want to admit to them.
Yeah.
But, while you on that, I just recently had my 6 grandniece here recently, last couple of days. You know, like a niece.
Yeah.
Got a niece.
Yeah.
And she's got the biggest jaws I've seen, and her name is Lovely. So I get a chance on a regular basis to hear, you know, like I said, I got great grandnephews and stuff that's over there with Drake. And when they send the music back here, some of the new music and stuff,
yeah.
And I listen to it, I said, well, I kind of understand the first part. And then the cussing part come in, and I said, well, why did he have to do that? And then, you know, but that goes along with the subject. So
yes,
I'm beginning to learn a lot of it. It's not as good as the blue.
Right.
It's not as good as the blue.
Somebody did email me and tell me to put some, give me some blues songs, to suggest some new blues songs. So I would love it.
I'm supposed to be receiving some real soon, but I accept all of it because the feeble attempt I've been making at trying to get someone in for Saturday night. Just not been working a lot, so I'm falling back in love with the blues. I'd always wish strictly gospel. Yeah.
Oh,
I had almost went strictly gospel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, look at there. So, you know, I've been out on my feet out there working, walking around, talking to the people over there in South Dallas. And they have a lot to say, I tell you.
Oh Lord, yeah.
So
I remember when I first told Jim Washington he had to start walking to the post office and walking to lunch and stuff like that, way back in the '80s. He said, "Why, Billy?"
Yeah.
I said, they don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're a business owner in the neighborhood. And, man, he saw the difference after that. Jim still walks to the post now.
Really?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. It's a nice thing and to be directly in touch with the people. And I think that that's how Coach moved to Dallas from Milwaukee. Oh my God, I didn't even know they had black people up there. But I mean, I can say they at least have one. And, you know, I know that theoretically, well, mathematically, there has to be some black people up there, but to actually meet one, it's a real treat. And he's a brother.
I have first cousins in Milwaukee. I have a very large family up in Milwaukee.
Where,
Milwaukee,
get
Chicago.
Up there? I mean, there's no cotton fields up there.
No, my family was nurses. My aunt.
Oh, they were nurses.
Well, my aunt and her daughter. Well, her daughter worked for AT&T, but I have relatives up there now. That's a male nurse, and I got one. My first cousin that I ran with when he was down here works at Walmart now. He went back up to Wisconsin and Chicago to take care of his mother back in the 90s. And, I got a very large family up there. Some of them turned Muslim, and, you know, all of that. But I had a large amount of friends from here moved back up to Minnesota and stuff like that. Never knew, like you said, never knew all of that was happening. But I got friends up there now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always interesting to run into people up there, because all we know is about being black in the South, you know, and what that means and why we were here, you know. We know why we were in the South, but
A large amount of us don't. You're in the right place to be going out having fun and talking with people. Because some got stranded here and wished that they were back east or back north.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. God, Lord, you got a whole you got callers galore.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, what's up, Michelle?
Hello.
What's up, Michelle, on Talk Ready Show? Talk Radio, what's happening? This is Chinook Wusu.
Hello, listeners. This is Chinook. And, Chinook, thank you for calling into Bon Ton Rising. This is Sunday Night with the Doc. And welcome. We're happy to hear your very wise and informed voice. For you listeners, this is the Yogi of Dallas.
Yeah.
Yogi of Dallas, Chinook, talk to us.
Hello.
Well, you know, I want
some wisdom on our
life. I want to raise this consciousness level to Dallas, and just anybody, not necessarily to Dallas, but anybody that's listening, any of your listeners that it may affect and help, that they want to get more into internal healing arts. The internal healing arts are Tai Chi, yoga, Qigong, meditation, acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, pranayama breathing techniques, and holistic nutrition. So we need to get more into these areas of art of living, because we've kind of perfected right now a lot of this young generation. They've kind of perfected the art of dying and the art of killing themselves. So we definitely need to address this immediately and with urgency, because, you know, it's a genocide going on, and a lot of people are unconscious of it. But, you know, we want to get into things that give us a higher frequency, higher power. So frequency means the wavelength, the flow, the momentum, the power of movement, any kind of movement, whether it be mental movement, whether it be financial movement, whether it be community movement, whether it be relationship, positive energy movement, whether it be self-esteem movement. These type of things are called internal arts. And yoga just means to yoke mind, body, breath, and spirit. And it has nothing to do with postures. Postures are part of it, I mean, but I say it has nothing to do with postures, because we have flipped the script in America, and we have called things that we think is just postural extremes yoga. No, it's just really we just put ourselves in a different postures to keep our bodies healthy. You got to keep your bodies healthy because you carry your soul around. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
If you're talking to African Americans or people of South Dallas, who usually the people that tune in here, they, you know, yoga is not necessarily foreign. It's becoming more of a buzzword, and a word that will tweak the listeners of South Dallas is that spiritual piece, because, you know, most of us black people love us some Jesus, and I will quote Bill Mayer on that. But I think knowing that it's a spiritual practice and not just some poses, what they see in yoga is just, you know, this guru-looking guy with his knees folded, bald head, and fingers together, and they don't really realize the true experience of the healing piece to the physical healing that is linked with the spiritual healing. So we hope that you'll come on at least for 5 minutes every week and say something inspirational to help us to connect with our brothers and sisters in South Dallas, because that is what this radio show is about. It's on, for, and about South Dallas, consciousness raising, health raising, everything. So I hope that, I want you listeners to know that we have a very, very honored guest calling in, Chinook, because he's extremely well at what he does. And Chinook, I hope you take a minute to tell us, where can we find you?
Well, right now I'm teaching at about four places. I'm teaching at Camden's Farmers Market, which is an apartment complex downtown Dallas. I'm teaching at a place called Second Side Yoga off of High School, sort of near the LA Fitness, behind LA Fitness and the Kroger. So that's Second Side Yoga, Camden Farmers Market Apartments. Also teach at the JCC, which is Jewish Community Center, which it invites all denominations and nationalities. It's not just for Jewish people. And then also I teach at a place called Vertical Life, which I really invite most of the listeners, your listeners, I think the fit would be really good for them at Vertical Life, which is in Deep Ellum, downtown Dallas.
Oh, yes.
Vertical Life,
yes.
Saturday
yes.
mornings at 11 a.m. But in these things, I'm going to repeat it one more time. Vertical Life, Saturday mornings, 11 a.m.
All right.
I think you might have just went off the air, huh?
No. Yeah. Listen. Did you guys get it? Saturday morning.
Saturday
Hello?
Morning, Vertical Life. It's called Vertical Life. Yeah, they might have went. They might have. I don't know if the show ended now, but it's called Vertical Life.
Oh,
Forms,
no.
Vertical
here.
Life. Okay,
okay,
the Vertical
okay.
Life. It's on Commerce Street, downtown Dallas, and it's 11 a.m. So people can still sleep late. You know, you still can sleep to 10
yeah.
o'clock. That's why we made it at 11 on a Saturday, because some people don't want to get up at 9
uh-huh.
or 10 and give up their Saturday off
yeah.
after working 5 days through the week, you know. So
that is all right. And I will personally if I can add any motivation to that, if anybody wants to show up there, please email, let me know, and we can all meet there.
It's contribution-based only, too. So, I mean, they can pay what they can.
Okay.
So
all right.
Pay what they
that
can.
Makes
I mean,
it even nicer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, for calling in. Always a pleasure. Please hold on and continue to listen while I bring on our guest, our business owner for the evening. And Mr. Harlan, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to Bon Ton Rising. Yes, we hear you very clearly. Welcome to Bon Ton
okay.
Rising. On
Thank
and
you for having
South
me.
Dallas.
Okay.
This is about you. You are a business owner in South Dallas. And, you know, collectively we thank you for that. And I know it's an interesting adventure. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Chris Harlan, and I own H&H Tax Service on 2817 Marburg. And we've been there, I think, for almost 8 years now.
Has it been that long?
I think so. It's 7 or 8.
Wow. And it's very
and
relevant.
So,
is it close to the South Dallas Culture Center?
A big part?
What'd you say, Chinook?
Is it close to the South Dallas Culture Center?
Well, it's right behind. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell him it's behind the medical building over there where Henderson's Chicken used to be.
Malcolm X. Okay, I know exactly where that is. Okay.
Right, it's the little house behind the church.
Okay, I know where that is. Thanks. I needed that location.
Yes, and like I said, we've been there for this family.
How do you tailor what you do for the community that you serve? Or have you finally had to do that?
Well, it was different for me moving to South Dallas, dealing with a different group almost, if you will, and you had to, like you said, tailor yourself. And sometimes what I do, I did last week, I had a client that had a price that was out of this world, so to speak, and I cut it down to half because I know that he was from the area. He really couldn't pay that much, but he still needed the service. So since I'm the business owner, I have the discretion. I work with people like that and in different ways as well. I mean, I talk to people about, you know, sometimes in our area, we get used to certain things, and they have these fly-by-night tax companies that they open on the corner 1 week and they're gone 2 weeks later. And some people have gotten used to that, and they look for those people, and we have to try to get them out of that mindset and go with someone who's going to be there. When they have issues, when they have problems. And I try to give them good information about maybe some bad practices they've had in the past and not continuing with that, things of that nature. So those things were unique, I should say, to the community. So I try to work with them where I can.
Where you can. And so what are some of the challenges that are specifically related to being located physically in South Dallas? Are there any?
Yes, they are, and a lot of them are people want more money than they are legally entitled to, and realistically,
so you think that's a mentality thing.
I beg your pardon?
Do you think that's just a mentality of people?
It's a mentality because some have, it happens all over, but more so I would say, because I moved from Keystone, Cockrell Hill, and I didn't have as much of that until I came here. And this is some of the practices that have been put into place by, like I say, some of the fly-by-night companies. And so people come in and they want something more than they're legally entitled to. And it's hard to kind of talk them into going straight and narrow. You know, that's why I consider myself the poor tax man, because I'm not willing to do some of those things that I've known companies that go into business, be in business 1 year, and they got big buildings and SUVs and all kind of stuff. And I just wonder how it's done. You know, legally.
Wow.
I think that is some of the challenge. I beg your pardon?
Sorry, go ahead. go ahead.
You broke up on me, but that was really some of the challenge, just talking to the people and say, you know what, it's better to do it this way as opposed to try to do it another way, and then you have to pay that money back. And then if you don't want to pay the money back, some people say, well, I just won't file or whatever. So you try to keep the people in line where they're supposed to be and not create any trouble or problems for themselves. Because the IRS is one of those entities that you don't want to really get cross with, if I could say. So I try to give them the same type of spiritual awakening, if you will, in this area that the gentleman before me was talking about.
Awesome.
About following
that's what this show is about: raising consciousness and bringing the mentality and the spirituality of those people in line with mainstream society, because I like you saying, I noticed it's a functioning community, but it kind of hovers below the radar in terms of being progressive and whatnot, and it's reflected in the decay of the neighborhood.
Absolutely. We need to come up one, two, and sometimes three rungs on the social ladder with some folks, and it's going to be a process.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I'm doing my small part. I'm trying.
Well, I have some more questions to ask you about the community, but I have to take a break for. Oh, before I go, I did want to introduce you to Uncle Billy.
Okay.
Billy is the host of this show every day of the week. I'm here only on Fridays and Sundays, but he's here every day, and he brings other pieces of information to the table. Uncle Billy, please.
Yes, good wonderful evening. Hello, Mr. Harlan.
Hello, Mr. Billy. How you doing?
Yes. Well, it's Uncle Billy, Mr. Harlan.
Uncle Billy, my bad.
You'll catch it in the future after you get to know me.
Okay.
It takes a minute, you know. I'm one of them old souls. I'm from that area. You've been born and raised, just about born, but definitely raised. Went to Lincoln High School for a year or so. But, I like your attitude about the area you're in. You say you've been there 8 years?
Yes, sir, just about.
Yes, well, I have some friends that you're very close to at that church right across from you there.
Yes, they're great neighbors.
Most of those guys that you see over there, I had the pleasure of growing up with. They, like you say, a lot of other people need to make changes. They made changes, and I'm pretty sure you're in a great area of help. And, you know, that's what their mission in life was, and so you're in a great area. So
Yes, sir, it is.
I'd like to get over and get to meet you and right around the corner from me on SFA Higgins. I understand there are some new businesses. We're going to be coming in that area real soon. Of course, we're in the Dr. Conrad building. But we'll be coming back to that area for some walkthroughs and some other things very soon. And I'd like to get over and meet you.
Well, sure, Uncle Billy, we'll do that.
All right. Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go to song. Don't go away, Chris, because I have some other questions to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Work, 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 work. You tell me I'll be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And some of that work. Crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and everything's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I'll be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work, 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 work. Da, 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 da. When you walk out, da, 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 da. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here. Tell me about that.
driving.
Yeah, okay.
You need to get done, 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 done at work. Come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you.
When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It set me up in work, 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 work. You see me do my da 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 da. Some of that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la 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 la. When the cash from my turn. Oh, I just love that song. Listeners, don't forget that we have the free tickets to Rihanna's concert. They will be giving those tickets out to the person with the most liked playlist. So you mail in, email Doc Morgan. I'm sorry, doc@bontonrising.com, your playlist for Hip Hop Friday, and the playlist that is the most liked. That person will receive two free tickets to Rihanna's concert. We're getting back now with Chris Harlan, who is a small business owner in South Dallas. He helps people file their taxes. But another piece that I've found to be true is that he is also a community leader. I have had the pleasure we were talking earlier about actually hitting the pavement, getting out there, Uncle Billy. Remember we were talking about actually getting out there and walking the streets, meeting the people in the neighborhoods, and connecting with them directly. And the cool thing
right.
about that, too, is the energy and the consciousness is almost transferred as you're in their presence in a different way than, you know, the larger gatherings and, of course, the radio show. And I was actually on the street where Chris's business is, banging on doors, trying to meet these people in these houses that look like they need help. They would not answer the door. And I mean, I'm sorry, who's there?
Yeah, that was me. I was just going to tell you. I was trying to tell you earlier, there's a lot of skepticism because of strangers.
It's
inherent. It's inherent because mm-hmm. of so many different activities that used to happen over there, and that it was quietly stopped by some of those guys I was trying to introduce Chris to earlier. That mm-hmm. when I told him I knew the area where he was, but mm-hmm. those guys and people like him has changed a lot of that. Crime against old people and stuff like that, simply because they moved up into that area. But it's people like Chris has changed it. But you know, old people up there used to be by themselves totally, and they were crime victims on a regular basis and wouldn't even call the police.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I gave up knocking on these doors. And I was walking to my car. Chris came out and started talking with me, and we stood out there on the sidewalk holding a conversation. I told him that I was just trying to meet the people in the neighborhood. And right as we were speaking, the people came out their doors.
Right. They see a familiar face.
So Chris and there's a couple of other people on that street on Marburg are going to – they've agreed to kind of spearhead a neighborhood association, and it's official now, the Queen City Neighborhood Association. Chris, because you were there, did you find when you first moved into that place that it took – how long did it take for the people to warm up to you?
Well, it wasn't that long. I'd say maybe a month or so when they saw that we were going to be there for a while and they would see us, we would see them, and now they look out for us, and we look out for them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it didn't really take that long once they saw, you know, we were going to be there, and now, you know, they're just the nicest folks, you know, just like everybody else, you know, they want what we all want, you know, we want life, liberty, and prosperity, and peace,
and the pursuit of happiness and contentment.
Yeah.
Have you got a chance to talk with Kelly or Willie McGee yet?
No, I haven't. And maybe I have, but I don't know them by name.
Yeah, those are some of the guys over at the church. If you ever make contact with them, tell them you Bill Wade's nephew.
Okay.
That's my name.
All right. Well, it's official, Chris, that we finally have a neighborhood association. So I met with Councilwoman Young this past week, and I asked her, I said, before we, you know, make ourselves visible, we don't want to step on any toes. I said, but we would like to form some neighborhood coalitions, and is there any neighborhood that needs our help specifically? She said, pick one. I said, well, by golly. I think that means that Queen City is official, and we've got a lot of work to do.
well, that's true, but I mean, together we can make some progress. You know, we can make some progress. However, you know, these learned behaviors are deeply rooted.
They're deeply rooted.
So I mean, it's going to take a lot of work, but together we can really make a difference. Because I've heard association leads to assimilation, and we can start associating with some of those people. I think that, you know, we could bring them up.
Well, I'm so glad to be on. I'm glad that we're on the same team. Who would have thought we'd be doing this at this point, Chris? But I'm glad to know that we're all on this team together. I look forward to, we're going to have our first meeting, our Queen City meeting, and we're going to have to officialize the Bonton Neighborhood Association and get Uncle Billy on that. And at some point after we get enough of these group associations together, we're going to call a meeting. And I also met with the manager for Martin Luther King Center. She's new. She's excited. She's been on several boards at different phases of the projects that have taken place in South Dallas to renovate, whatnot, rejuvenate, regentrify. So she's seen projects over the past 12 to 15 years come to fruition, and she's excited about what we're talking about doing. She's all on board with what you and I have been discussing on Marburg.
That's great.
And she says, just give her the addresses. So we're going to get our little cells knitted together tightly and move forward. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us, Chris? We're very grateful for you having, you know, talked to us and visited with us out of your busy Sunday evening schedule.
Well, I just want to say thank you for having me. I enjoyed the conversation. I enjoyed the direction of the conversation, because I sit there on that street and I can see Malcolm X from the window, and I see a lot of different things, and I wish that I could affect some change. I've been wishing for a long time, you know, what could I do? Because I've seen our young people just continue to go down the same path, and it really is discouraging to see that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is, but and I've seen it too. I've been right there with you, in heart, and just, you know, planting small seeds wherever we can. So we're at that point now. Get that energy all, you know, balled up into a ball, because we are getting ready to get really busy. Actually, we are busy. As I was saying earlier, the third weekend in May, we're going to do the beautification of the Oakland cemetery. So that's going to be something very visible, that visible and tangible. And I know that when we get that done, that's going to start
people tweaking their interests, and so there's a lot coming on. So throw that discouragement to the side and put on your armor and let's do this.
Okay, I'm with you. I'll be there.
All right. Peace
and nice meeting you, Chris.
All right, nice to meet you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to bye-bye. We're going to go to music. We're going to play one of Uncle Billy's favorites. And we should be hearing from Coach any minute now. We only have 10 minutes left on the show. So we're going to go and put an APB out because you know we've got to hear from our man,
the
Coach.
You are the stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my ooh,
yeah.
It was long. Life went on. People cooling out to the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Like any told me that when I was only you.
You good, look at that.
Don't go around trying to be what I'm not.
Four
don't waste my time trying to get what you got. For it pleases me, goes can't please you. And that's why I do
what
I do. So flash me like a willow tree.
Your men and your friends. We've had such a good time this evening. Are we going to hear from Coach today? Let's see. I'm going to go and look up at the stars and send out some energy, and hopefully Coach will think about us and call in. Uncle Billy, are you there? Chris, are you there?
Oh, I'm listening.
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, you guys, please pipe in this whole time. But in the meantime, Chris, if you know somebody that some teenagers, the hip-hop part is really cool because the teenagers come in, call in their playlist. Uh-huh. And it's our way, so Friday is our way of connecting with them.
Okay.
And that's really cool.
Coach is online.
So, you know, somebody's in?
Yes,
I'm there.
This is Coach. How is everybody this evening?
Good, wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I wanted to call in from the scores of this past Final Four for the NCAA championships and get y'all a little up to date, and also get y'all looking forward to the championship game.
Oh, man, I believe in the power of positive thinking. We're so glad you're here. Give us the skinny, Coach.
Oh, wow. This is This was not a good weekend, a week for the Oklahoma Sooners. They played
Buddy
Villanova.
Hill.
Oh my God! Wait till you hear this, Uncle Billy. You might faint. You might just drop the mic on this one. They played the Villanova Wildcats, Uncle Billy, and you know Villanova can never win anything, but they beat Oklahoma in the semifinal game, Uncle Billy, by over 40 points.
What?
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It was 95-52.
Nobody
and
got them three-point shots?
Man, Uncle Billy, these boys set a national record, man. That's a new record for a point spread, point differential between two teams. Billy, it was a massacre, man. The Villanova Wildcats, they took you back to the days of John Thompson and the Georgetown Patrick Ewings, where they shot 80%. Them boys shot 72% against Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Knew that them boys couldn't do good help
and
shoot three-point shots.
Man, Uncle Billy, they made every shot they shot.
I was sitting there saying, God.
They made 7 out of every 10 shots they took. That's not too good. So needless to say.
Blame that one on the coach.
You say you're on the coach, yeah. You got to get it. Well, yeah, man. Needless to say, that old Buddy Hill, his college career is probably over with for Oklahoma. He'll probably be the number one pick in the draft.
He going pro because he couldn't guard all of them players by himself.
Oh, yes. He can't do it alone. So he'll probably be the number one and number two pick in this upcoming draft. And we had Syracuse versus North Carolina. The game I was really intrigued by, Doc and Uncle, because Syracuse was ranked like they came into the tournament as a 10th seed, and they made it all the way to the Final Four. Yeah, which
yeah,
is
they
the North Carolina Tar Heels, and that's not a bad loss because those Tar Heels probably got two or three professionals on that team already, so.
Yeah,
that wasn't a big loss.
I wanted to beat Oklahoma and Tar Heels myself.
Yeah, the deal is, Uncle Billy, no one thought, no one thought Syracuse should be in the tournament because their coach was on probation for cheating and somehow it got to it. Yeah, and they end up in the Final Four.
But
all those coaches were upset, Uncle Billy. Doc, they were upset that how does the NCAA allow that team to get into the tournament when their coach is on probate, on punishment? And so that was a big – exactly. That's exactly right. And the coach for SMU was one of the guys. Larry Brown was saying, well, that's not fair. We didn't even for lack of a better word, we didn't even cheat as worse as they did. So they're upset, you know. But North Carolina won that game, and they'll be facing Villanova in the championship. North Carolina Tar Heels versus Villanova Wildcats. That's going to be April 4th, and it's going to be in prime time and probably ESPN affiliate on ABC.
Right.
So that
right.
game will happen tomorrow, the championship game. So tune in, everybody. And that's my sports report.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it was so light.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. That you know, I had to put out a signal. You know how they do Batman? They put that signal out in the sky.
Yeah.
I had to go outside. I had to literally go outside and put that signal up, you know, a big C for Coach. And by golly, he called in.
Well, I am
That's
stupid
pretty
because
cool.
I was wondering how come they didn't have it all over TV like they do all of the mother games because they know they – ooh, Lord. Syracuse wasn't in that.
Well, we have 2 minutes left on the show, guys, and I want to thank all of our listeners. Don't forget Rihanna, and Uncle Billy, you know, always the most gracious host. And the people that called in, Guru, Chinook, and Chris Harlan, who's you know, just a real anchor in the neighborhood. And we will finish up with my usual national anthem. Let's see, I've got to find it here. You know, I have to find my lyrics. I'm going to learn them one day. Let's see. Oh my goodness, come on now. Lift every voice and sing to earth and heaven. Ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let us rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Doc. Have a great one. Nice meeting
Peace
you, Chris.
And love.
Nice meeting you as well.
All right. Have a great
Peace
one.
And love, everybody.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.